This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Lawmakers in at least 24 states from Hawaii to Maryland are pushing bills called red flag laws that would allow courts to temporarily take guns away from people deemed dangerous. Five states, including Connecticut and California, already have such laws. Angry union members in Brazil blocked the car of former leader and Brazil president Lula Silva from being able to turn himself into authorities. Almost one in five adults of Medicare eligibility age, 65 old and older, have untreated cavities. The same portion have lost all of their teeth. The term devil's advocate dates back to the 17th century when the Roman Catholic Church created an office popularly known as the Avocatus Diabolica, a person tasked with making the case against the canonization of new saints. Togo's public hospital workers are on strike and demonstrating their disgust with the poor level of care they are able to provide. Legal experts are arguing that Scott Pruitt and EPA's poorly crafted orders to undo environmental rules without technical analysis or data are in fact a poor work product and likely to be overturned in court. Eviction rates are bad in many communities, but especially bad in the Southeast, where poverty rates are high and wages are low. Cities with highest eviction rates in 2016 were North Charleston, South Carolina, Richmond Hampton, and Newport News, Virginia, Jackson, Mississippi, Norfolk, Greensboro, Columbia, Warren, Michigan, and Chesapeake, Virginia. Oklahoma teachers have been striking partially to demand school repairs. Fewer than half of the public schools there have a tornado shelter, and in 2017, the Oklahoma Uniform Building Code Commission quietly removed the requirement that new schools have them. Elsewhere, according to Pew Trust, 6,444 schools serving 4 million students are in places highly vulnerable to flooding. The American Talent Initiative now has almost 100 member higher ed institutions who have accepted the goal of enrolling 50,000 lower income students in college. The average American loses almost $450 a year to gambling annually. The average Australian loses more than $900. Michigan says lead levels in Flint have not exceeded federal levels for 2 years, so they're ending distribution of bottled water. Voices of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.